So today is a very special day in the Vaishnava calendar. We're just going to speak briefly about the two things that happened today. One is, of course, Hara Panchami. The other one is the disappearance of Rakeshwar Pandit. And then we'll get on to the Bhagavatam. But before class, we'll chant the prayers. To the departed Vaishnavas, because Rakeshwar Pandit is a very important personality in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Yehanilo Premadana Koruna Prachu. Jehandila prema chanda karuna prachur. Enu prabhu Kota Gela Jadya Taku Dagela Charya Taku Kahamora Sarubrupa Kaha Sanatan. Kaha Dasahu Ragunatha Patita Pavan. Kaha mora bhatta juga kaha kavihiras eka kalehi kota gela Goranataravas Pashane Kutivo Mata Anale Vasivo. Goranga gune radhide kota gele pabo. Se sabha sangi rasange ye koilo vilas. Se sangana paya kande naro tamodas. Jaya Charya Thakur, Jaya Charya Thakur, Jaya Charya Thakur, Jaya Charya Thakur. Jaya Charya Thakur, Jaya Jaya. Jai Om Vishnupad. Paramahansa, Paravidakacharya, All Sutta, Sitashi, Shimad, His Divine Grace, Savaya Charanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON, Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Adhanta Koti, Vaishnava Vrindi Ki Jai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Se, Koho Shri Krishna, Chaitanya Prabhu, Nityananda, Sidwaita Gadadha, Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gijai Shishi Radha Krishna Gopi Gopina Shaim Kun Radha Kunda Kiri Govardhan Gijai Vrindavanam Gijai Maturanam Gijai Jagadada Sabi Gijai Yumunamai Gijai Shimati Dalasi Devi Gijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories he is some of the devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namani Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pacharani, Nivishesha, Shunyavadi Paschat Deish Attorney. I'll just read the translation. He who brought the treasure, divine love, and was filled with compassion and mercy. Where is such a personality as Srinivas Acharya gone? Where am I, Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where am I, Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishnas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottama Das simply weeps. So just a few words about Vrikeshwar Pandit. I'm not going to speak for a long time, but he was known as the great dancer. He danced for 72 hours without stopping. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said about him that if I had two devotees like you, because you were like one wing, I could have two wings, and then I could fly in the air. And also there's that story about Damodar Pandit, how Damodar Pandit was given the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even after he offended Srivas Thakur because he served Vrikeshwar Pandit. Vrikeshwar Pandit is sometimes understood. Hare Krishna. Sometimes understood to be Aniruddha, one of the quadruple expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Prajuna, and Aniruddha. And also it's described sometimes that he is Tunga Vidya Gopi, in Krishna's pastimes, who was expert in singing and dancing. And he had very illustrious disciples. His disciple was Gopal Guru Goswami, and Gopal Guru Goswami's disciple was Janachandra Goswami. And he wrote a book about internal meditation, which is called Janachandra Padati, like the rules for internal meditation on Radha and Krishna's pastimes. And finally, Vrikeshwar Pandit was the originator of one new sampradaya, the sampradaya of dancing. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is a quote, actually a quote from Vrikeshwar Pandit, speaking to Lord Chaitanya, "O you whose face is as beautiful as the full moon, please give me 10,000 Gandharvas. Let me sing as I dance, and then I will be greatly happy." And Lord Chaitanya replied, "I only have one wing like you, but if I had another, certainly I would fly like a bird." So today is Vrikeshwar Pandit's disappearance day, commemoration of his disappearance day. Also, it's Haripanchami, and just very briefly, Haripanchami is the fifth day after the Ratha Yatra, which was celebrated on Sunday. And as we mentioned many times before, Lord Jagannath is going to the Gundicha temple, which represents Vrindavan, and leaving Dwarka, which means leaving his wife, the goddess of fortune, giving her the excuse that he is simply going for a little stroll, but actually he's going to see his girlfriends. And there's no detective to actually report on him. Anyway, Lord Jagannath is going to see his girlfriends in Vrindavan, which Gundijan Temple represents Vrindavan. And so, then when he goes there for 5 days, his wife gets really upset, and then she sends all of her associates, along with herself, to beat up the associates of Lord Jagannath. And this is a festival that's put on every year in Jagannath Puri, actually in Gundicha, not Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri is known as Nilachal, and then Gundicha represents Vrindavan. And Lord Chaitanya and his associates would regularly play the parts of the goddess of fortune, Rukmini, actually, and her associates and beat up the associates of Lord Jagannath. Although the return route does not occur immediately thereafter. So Lord Jagannath's associates are very, very tolerant. And it's actually the ninth day the return wrath comes. That's how attached Lord Jagannath is. Actually, in Vrindavan, he's Krishna, and in Nilachal, he's Jagannath. Jagannath means the Lord or controller of the universe. And in Vrindavan, we don't call him Jagannath. We call him Krishna, Govinda, and Gopal. Actually, Prabhupada said that Krishna is called according to his specific relationships and pastimes. So every name of the Supreme Personality of God indicates a specific aspect of the Supreme Lord. And some of the names are secondary names, some of them are primary names. Secondary names are names like Lord, indicating his position. Primary names are names indicating Krishna's relationship, personal relationship, especially in Vrindavan. So, let's go on to the Srimad Bhagavatam. Reading from the 10th canto, 27th chapter, text 2. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vivikta Upasangamya Riditaha Krita Helanaha Pasparsha Pareyor Enam Kiritinarka Varchasa Vivikta upasangam yaha Vidita krita helanaha Vasparsha pade horenam Kurite narka varchasa Vivikta upasangam yaha Vridita krita helanaha Vasparsha parihorenam Kiritanart varchasa Vivikta upasangamya Vridita krita helanaha Vasparsha parihorenam Kirite narka varchasa.
Thank you.
All right. Vivekte. In a solitary place. Upasangam ya. Approaching. Riditaha. Ashamed. Kritahelanaha. Having committed offense. Pasparsha. He touched. Padayaho. Upon his feet. Enam. This. Oh, I mean him, sorry. Him. Kiritena. With his helmet. Arka. Like the sun. Varchasa. The effulgence of which? Translation. Indra was very ashamed of having offended the Lord. Approaching him in a solitary place, Indra fell down and lay his helmet, whose effulgence was as brilliant as the sun, upon the Lord's lotus feet. You can repeat. Indra was very ashamed of having offended the Lord. Approaching him in a solitary place, Indra fell down and lay his helmet, whose effulgence was as brilliant as the sun, upon the Lord's lotus feet. So, purport by the servants of his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. So the specific solitary place where Indra approached Sri Krishna is mentioned by the sage Sri Vaishampayana in the Harivamsa Vishnu Parva 19.3. Sadarsho pavishtam bai Govardhana Shilatale. He saw him, Krishna, sitting at the base of Govardhan Hill. From the commentaries of the Acharyas, we understand that Lord Krishna wanted to provide a solitary meeting for Indra so that he would not be further humiliated. Indra came to surrender and beg forgiveness, and the Lord allowed him to do so privately. Okay, so Vikta upasangamya vidita kritahe linaha vasparisha padayorenam kirite narka varchasa. So omagana timiranda shagananjana shalakaya chakshur unmeditam yena tasmai shigurave namaha. So if we go to Govardhan and circumambulate Govardhan, there's several places that relate with Indra's interactions with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the place that's mentioned here, as far as I can understand, is the place called Indra Puja, where Indra actually offered he offered worship and apologies to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And on the other side of Govardhan, there's the place where Krishna stood and Indra bathed him with the milk from the Surabhi cow and also from Airavata, who brought down some of the heavenly Ganges water. So this happened on two different parts of Govardhan Hill. So there's the Indra Puja place. Of course, as you go around, they're always trying to get donations from us at both places, whether it's Indra Puja place or Gopal Prakat Stali. No, that's a different place. That's where Madhavendra Puri found Gopal. But anyway, so at either place, and where Krishna was bathed, that's Govindakund right there. And so it's on the opposite side of the hill that you find this Indra Puja place. So anyway, so Krishna was very considerate to Indra. And Indra is here apologizing. So one may think that Indra's being very humble, you know, he's apologizing, and he's learned his lesson. Many people think like that. Well, you know, after you've seen the Krishna shows, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, lifts Govardhan Hill, counteracts your Sarvataka cloud and all the other different items that you sent to try to hurt or kill the residents of Vrindavan, then you would think, you know, okay, he learned his lesson. But actually, he didn't learn his lesson. Because later on, and there's other pastimes too, but later on we have the pastime of Indra attacking Krishna when Krishna wanted to take the Parijata tree from the heavenly planets. And this was after Krishna did Indra a big favor. What was that big favor? The big favor was that Indra's mother, does anyone remember who's Indra's mother? It starts with an A, to test. Aditi had her what stolen? Earring stolen by who? Hiranyaksha? No. Anyone remember? I know Mother remembers being very quiet. This is unique, a unique experience in Krishna consciousness. So who stole what?
Bali. Stole the earrings.
No, you don't remember? She knows. That's why she's vowed, taking a vow of silence. But anyway, I'll give you a hint. It's Krishna's son. Bhumasura. Because when Krishna went to kill his son, by the earth, he took who with him? Krishna book story. Satyabhama. He took Satyabhama with him. Anyway, and there was a reason for that, because Satyabhama actually had to give him permission to kill Bhumasura. So he killed Bhumasura and he brought the earrings back. And Satyabhama was there too. The reason I mentioned Satyabhama, because she's an important part of the story. Because Satyabhama wanted what? Why?
She was jealous that Rukmini got one.
Yeah, she was jealous that Rukmini, her co-wife, or one of the co-wives, had gotten a parijata. So Krishna just picked a whole tree. You know, you get a whole tree and we'll just plant it in Dwarka for you. And that parijata tree is not supposed to be on the earth planet. So therefore, Indra got really upset. You know, after having that favor done, understanding Krishna's the Supreme Personality of God, and Krishna wipes out this demon Bhumasura, who was harassing everybody, even able to take his mother's earrings. And, it, you know, this ingrate, attacks Krishna, along with the other demigods, too. But anyway, there's a whole interesting story. And Krishna, this is a Krishna book story. So why didn't this work? You know, why didn't Indra learn a lesson? I think this is a very important point to make. Because he was still identifying himself as Indra. The point about the demigods is that their name, you know, Indra, Vayu, etc., like that, that is not their personal name. Just like someone may say, GBC. Is that my personal name? No. And even my temporary name in this world is not my eternal name. It's all an upadhi. And so because of our attachment to certain upadhis, now I'm just generalizing, not just Indra, he's not the only one who's subject to this. We have certain expectations. We think that people are paying respects to us rather than to our positions. Like the ambassador, Prabhupada gave the example, and we're going to actually generalize this in a second to the guru issue. That, you know, the guru is sitting on his vyasasan, and people are offering obeisances and saying so many nice words. And then the guru starts to think, you know, they're loving me. They're paying respects to me, my good qualities. But the guru or Indra or anyone who has a position is actually just representing the Krishna, the parampara. Or the ambassador is just, you know, imagine an ambassador just acting independently and getting angry because he's not given proper respect. So Indra, why did Indra get so angry? Because I didn't get no respect, you know. He didn't get respect. It's not that he actually needed, you know, what the residents of Vrindavan were going to offer to him, because he had other people on the earth planet who were offering to him. But he didn't get respect, because he's thinking, it's due me, it is mine. Not understanding the respect that he was given or has been given or is sometimes given is given to the Supreme Personality of God, and he's just the representative. He's the tax collector. It's like the story of Raghunath Das Goswami. His father and uncle, they were keeping too many taxes. And then the Muslims tried to imprison them, and they ran away, and Raghunath Das Goswami was imprisoned, and he made that whole deal so that his father and his uncle could be freed. So we see this particular dynamic, this particular illusion of identifying with one's position happen so many times in the Bhagavatam. And I'm going to tell a few stories, if that's all right, about that. One is Romaharshana Sutta. Romaharshana Sutta is sitting there giving the Bhagavatam class, and he's a qualified person, but he's from a mixed family, Sutta family. So he's sitting there, and he's thinking, you know, I'm giving the Bhagavatam class. Now, normally, yes, you don't get up when someone walks in the room when you're giving the Bhagavatam class, but if God walks in, then you better get up. Right? We do. Yeah, when the deity's opened. Yeah, you better get up. It's not that I... So, you know, like Krishna walked in the door, Radha and Krishna walked... And of course, I don't know if I'd get up, I would faint. But that's a different... I don't think I'd have the wherewithal to get up at that point. But anyway, so Rama Maharshan is just giving the Bhagavatam class to the sages at Namishwarani. And Balaram walks in and doesn't get up. And Balaram, not because of pride, but because Balaram wants to actually rectify. This is called restorative justice. Balaram takes a little piece of kusha grass and goes, whoop, you're dead. And of course the sages install the son of Romaharshana Sutta, who is Sutta Goswami, who's one of the most important persons in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So there, you know, he's attached to his vision, not understanding. Just like this is a Vyasasana, or a Nasana, or a Vyasasana, whatever. Yeah, because we're representing Srila Vyasadev. It's not my seat. You know, sometimes people think, you know, I want my own seat in the temple room or something like that. And of course, we had that originally when Prabhupada left, you know. And there were actually, some of the seats were actually built into the wall. You couldn't take them out. And later on, they were turned into book displays in certain temples. But anyway, so it's not. We're representing. We have to remember that. And then another story that illustrates the same point is the story of Daksha. You know, Daksha, he's doing this sacrifice, and then basically he offends Lord Shiva. Actually, he's really angry at Lord Shiva because Lord Shiva doesn't stand up for him. And he doesn't realize his position. in relationship to Lord Shiva. And then, and here's a guru story for you. Not a modern guru story, don't worry. This is the story of Vasishtha Muni and his disciple Maharaj Nimi. That Vasishtha Muni, who is basically the preceptor of so many dynasties, especially the Surya dynasty. But anyway, so he's telling his disciple, wait to do a sacrifice, you know, a Vaishnava sacrifice, and the disciple doesn't wait. And Vasishtha Muni has gone up to the heavenly planets to perform a sacrifice of the demigods. It's described that he went up to the heavenly planets because they give bigger donations than the heavenly planets. And then he comes back and he finds his disciple has done the sacrifice, and he curses his disciple to die because his disciple disobeyed his instructions. You know, you think, you know, I'm the guru, everyone's supposed to listen to me. You know, so it's not like that. You're representing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what's the solution? I mean, of course, there's this philosophical understanding of I'm a servant. Gopi Bharata, Padakamala Dasa, Dasa, Dasanu Dasa. I'm simply given this position. And people are so attached to positions. It's amazing. It's amazing. That's why you have the Vedic system. When the king reaches a certain age, what does he do? He goes to the forest. And actually, that traditionally, it was 50 for Vanaprastha. I'm 72. So it was 50. So because he renounces all these designations. See, the whole point is what? Sarvapati Vinirmuktam Tatpuratvaita Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchite. That in this material world, we have all these different designations. And we are so attached to them. I mean, you find ritualistic Brahmins, we were talking about this last night in class, who are so attached to their varna designations. I mean, that's why traditionally in sannyas, you get rid of all the varna designations. You cut your Brahmin thread off. It's interesting. Lord Chaitanya, he got rid of his Brahmin thread. The only reason we have Brahmin threads, sannyasis, is so we can impress people. No, so for preaching, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I was reading this very, very nice paper by the SAC on the Gayatri Mantra and the Brahma thread and everything like that. He instituted it for non-Brahmanists because only traditionally, you know, the hereditary Brahmins would get it. He initiated it, us having these things, so people would listen to us. Lord Chaitanya, one of the reasons Lord Chaitanya took sannyasa, the people would listen to him. This is a preaching thing. But sometimes you find people make such a big deal about the thread. They say, you can't, you know, speaking about like women giving initiation, women can't give initiation, Brahma initiation, because they don't have a thread. Oh my God. Talk about lame reasons, isn't it? So, you know, the thread, yes, a sacred thread, Prabhupada gave it to us, but it was started by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Before Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, people like me would never be wearing a thread. Even Narottama Das Thakur, he didn't have a sacred thread, and he initiated many Brahmins. Later on, when he sat on this pyre, getting ready to leave his this life, you know, to leave this world, he manifested a golden Brahmin thread on his body, showing that he was actually a Brahmin, a real Brahmin. So we're so attached to these, you know, external signs and things like that. So basically, we have to understand, getting back to the point, that we're servants. That's it. We're just servants. And we're not these bodies. We're just servants. And the respect and honor that we're getting, we have to give to our predecessor acharyas, and we have to give to, ultimately, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But that's intellectual. You know, that's intelligence platform. Because, you know, we talk about the intelligence, the mind, right? The senses, the chariot, that example from the Bhagavad Gita, where the soul is the passenger and the driver is the intelligence and the mind is the reins and the horses are the senses. And you have the intelligence control, hopefully, everything. You know, vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udar pashta vegam. Tolerate the pushings of the mind, belly, tongue, belly genital, mind anger, and words, and all those other things like that. So, yes, that's in the beginning stage. Yes, and throughout Krishna consciousness, we use the intelligence to, like the tortoise, you know, pull our senses in when some danger, and let them out when there's no danger, when we're performing Krishna consciousness. But ultimately, there has to be some purification, you know, sarvapati vinir bhakta, you know, matam, tatvaratvena nirmalam, rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakta ruchite. Ultimately, there has to be that purification, have purified senses, so that basically we're identifying. But what is that purification? To identify with who we are. And I'm not talking about sahaja stuff, you know, oh, you're a gopi, you're a cowboy. But ultimately, one comes to that point. That is the point where one can no longer succumb to these anarthas, to anger or anything like that. When one fully understands their spiritual identity. Otherwise, you've got to continually pull those reins back and monitor your feelings, and monitor, think, is this false identification with the body, with my position? And that's how you can control anger. By, like Indra, of course, he has not given up his false identity. He still thinks he's Indra. He still thinks that he's the controller. And he doesn't understand he's a servant. Of course, he's going to offer a lot of prayers, which is nice. But that's not the totality of apologize, you know, rectification. Because if we really want to apologize or really want to change, yes, we have to apologize. I'm sorry for doing this. But then there has to be some types of rectification and purification. Indra is doing two of the steps. You know, he's offering prayers, which is good. Apologizing, offering prayers, but he hasn't yet learned his lesson. So we have to be very, very cautious and attentive to learn our lessons, you know, and just understand that we're servants. That's basically it. And understand, you know, I am just taking this position, or Krishna's put me in this position, or, you know, whether it's a Prabhupada disciple or a GBC or a guru or a temple president or whatever. I'm just a servant. Amanina manadena. And then, at that point, then we can really begin to chant. We'd have a taste for the holy names. And so the question was raised the other day, how do you always remember this? This is interesting. How do you always remember it? You know, just have to drill it into your head 24 hours a day. And my answer was that we should always keep the holy name in the tip of our tongues, because that actually connects us to our identity at every minute. And I remember being with Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was speaking, or on the television, he was giving an interview. And he was chanting, you know, very softly under his breath, very, very softly chanting. So we have to really, you know, kirtaniya sadahari. And of course, you could say, well, I'm not humble, I'm not more tolerant than a tree, I'm not devoid of all sense of false prestige, I'm not ready to offer, so how can I kirtaniya sadahari? Well, you can also use your intelligence to sort of make yourself chant, you know, faith in the holy names. I mean, the holy names are everything. I mean, Krishna is there. Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigra. Purnashuddha Nityamukto Binatvam Namanamino. So, faith, the holy names, and you just make yourself chant. When you go to sleep, you chant yourself to sleep. I mean, not with kirtans, not with mridangan cartels, not with a guitar, you know, in your mind. I mean, because your mind is wandering. So you just go in your mind, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And it's so calming, and it really centers you. It helps you remember your position. You know, whenever it's like intense feelings or anger or anything comes up, immediately, just center yourself again by focusing on Krishna's holy names. Anyway, this is all I have to say today. So any questions or comments? Questions, comments, arguments? Well, the interesting thing is, if you look at, you know, thousands of years ago, women did get Brahman thirds. You know, this is interesting. But it is true. Women did get Brahman thirds. But it's not really the essence. The essence is the mantra. You know, you're talking about the Gayatri mantra, of course you got the Brahma Gayatri, the Kuru Gayatris, the Gora Gayatris, all the, we're not going to give them in class right now. But the essence is connection through mantra. Mantra, morta, amorti, kam. Our deity in Kali Yuga is the mantra, the sound vibration. And so, really, that's the point. I mean, Gaur Kishoras Babaji Maharaj didn't have a Brahman thread. But he chanted purely. The whole point, you know, whether you have a Brahman, I'm not going to get in, well, I already got into the discussion, but but the whole point is to chant sound vibration. Kali Kalera Dhamma, Krishna Nama Sankirtana. Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalonish Deva Nish Deva Nish Deva Gati Aranyata, the holy name. And, you know, the Gayatri Mantra is full of holy names and connection to the Guru and connection to Lord Chaitanya. Like that. So that's the real point. I mean, last night we were reading this wonderful verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. You know, one of the real big nutshell verses, Kiva Vipra Kiva Nyasi Shudra Kena Nama. Ye Krishna Tattva Veta Se Guru Hoy. And Prabhupada is so explicit that if one knows the science of Krishna and takes shelter of the holy name, then one can become situated on the topmost platform regardless. I mean, Lord Chaitanya is explicit about it. Regardless of, you know, Kiva Vipra, Kiva Nyasi, whether one is a learned person, sannyasi, shudra, doesn't matter. I mean, Magrari became a pure devotee of the Lord. The prostitute became a pure, Haridas Thakur's prostitute, you know, became a pure devotee of the Lord. Not Haridas Thakur's prostitute, but the prostitute who had tried to lure Haridas Thakur, who was Haridas Thakur's disciple, became a pure devotee of the Lord. Wow! You know, wouldn't we hanker for the... I mean, if Magrari came here, I would offer my obeisances to him and take instructions from him. And he was a hunter before. And so this discrimination on the part of the body or the relationship to the body is not Lord Chaitanya's message or lesson for us. Okay, on that happy note.
Purusham, tamaham bhajami. kandar ako kita mania bisesa soba.
Andana Timaya Sadhu Yala Gracia Govindam Jai Radha Yogananda Jago, Jeev Jago, Gorachanda Bode, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gorachanda Bode, Gutanidra Yaumaya. Pisati rakole Gotane jaya maya Pisati rakole Majiva palayai se Samsara vitare Majiva Vane I say, samsara vitare, buliyaro vine to me, avijara pare, buliyaro vine to me, avijara pare. Tomare laite ame Aino avatara Ame bina Vanu arana Kea che tomara Kaya tomara Ene shoni maya Natsi barudaki Hantinama maha mantra Now to me, Mage Akate gave an ode of Prabhu Charanai Poriya. Say Hari Dhamma Mantra Loilo Makeya. Say Hari Nama Mantra Loilo Makeya. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gorachanda Bodhege. Gatanedra Yamaya Visachir Kole. Namaha Om Vishnu Bhattaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalai Srimate Bhaktivedanta Samaniti Namine. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhaktivedanta Samaniti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharanevi Nivasesha Shunyavani Hasyachade Satarane. Never say such a nyabhari, but such a one is a tarane. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Narada Siva Sati Gaurvata Vrinda. Sri Advaita Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Siva Sadi Gaur Bhaktat Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hey Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Ram, Hare. Jai Radha, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Jai Radha, Jai Radha, Jai Radha. Jayate, Jayo Radhe, Jayo Radhe, Jayo Radhe. Jayo Radhe, Jayo Sri Radhe. Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa, Paramahansa, Olsutera, Satishi, Shimad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Charanada Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON and Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananda Goti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Vedas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Srila Vedas Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopatna Shaim Kun Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavanam Ki Jai, Mathuradam Ki Jai, Jagannatha Swami Ki Jai, Yamunamai Ki Jai, Srimati Lasadevi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaur Premananda Hadiganbo. All glories, ye sum of the devotees. All glories, ye sum of the devotees. All glories, ye sum of the devotees. All glories to Sri Guru Gauranga Shilabhopad Ki Jai. Lord Gaurachandra is calling. Wake up, sleeping soul. Wake up, sleeping soul. How long will you sleep in the lap of the witch called Maya? You have forgotten the way of devotional service and are lost in the cycle of birth and death. I have descended just to save you. I am your only true friend. Other than me, what friend do you have? I have brought the medicine that will wipe out the disease of illusion from which you suffer. Take this great chant for deliverance, Maha Mantra, the names of Hari. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, falling at the Lord's lotus feet, take shelter of the Hari Nam Mantra, the Lord's holy names. Jai Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Okay, Sikshashita. Apanam. Jai Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Jai Bhaktivinoda Thakur.